Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kehillim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is we're learning B'schos HaSabas Rachel, Shishu B'zecher Fein Josivu Kagon, Bikarav Mamesh. And we continue discussing what we had started at the beginning of the Perek, which is the one of a Kli Cheres that became Tameh. If a hole was made in it, so that's Metaher it, and it loses its status of a Kli. Now let's say that hole was plugged up again, so now it regains its status of a Kli, it's just viewed as regular plain old Kli Cheres, and it could become Tameh again. However, now we're going to bring in the halacha of the previous Prakim, Chavis Shenikva, Vasa B'zefes. If a Chavis had a hole made in it, and then it was sealed up with Zephes, with pitch, and so now it's just a regular Kli, Vinishbara, and then it broke. So we already know from previous Prakim that if we have a piece which is able to stand on its own and it's able to hold a certain amount of liquid in it, so that's considered a Kli and it's able to be Mekabel Tumah. So here we discuss that same din, just in regards to the piece that had the hole in it, which was then plugged up. So Im Yesh B'Makam HaZephes, Machzik Revias, Tameya, if in the place that has the Zephes in it, the plug of the hole, if that's able to hold Revias, it's able to be Mekabel Tumah. Why is that? Because it never lost its din of a Kli. It's just considered like part of the regular Kli Cheres and everything's fine. It's able to be Mekabel Tumah because it's able to be used. It's able to hold Revias. However, says the Mishnah, Cheres Shenikav V'Asoy B'Zephes, if we have a broken piece of pottery that had a hole in it and then he plugged up that hole, Aval Pisha Machzik Revias, even though it's able to hold Revias, Tar, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Why is that? Menishan Batal Shem Kli Me'alav, because it already lost its din of a Kli. In other words, the difference between the Reisha and the Seif of the Mishnah is that in the Reisha, the hole was plugged up when it had the status of a Kli. So now, even though it broke, if that piece that had the hole in it is still able to be used, so it's like it's coming from a Kli and it has the din of all the previous Mishnayos. However, if only after it broke, then he plugged up the hole, so that piece of pottery didn't have the din of a Kli anyway, and so it doesn't get the din of a Kli just because he plugged it up. Moving on to Mishnah Dalad, continue to discuss similar cases. Chavis Shinisroi A'a Utfal Beglalim. Let's say he has a barrel that got weakened. It had a bunch of cracks in it, and it was so weak it's not even able to hold a certain amount of dried figs without breaking. But then what did he do? He smeared it with glalim, which is animal dung that was often used to either make kalim themselves or as some sort of a cement-like glue to hold other things together. So that's what the person did. He took these glalim, this animal dung, and put it around this weakened kli, holding it together. Even if he removes the glalim, he removes this coating on the outside, all the pieces are going to fall apart. Tameya, it's still able to be mekabel tumah because it never lost its status of a kli. In other words, he managed to strengthen it before it broke, and so now, even if he took off the coating, he removed the glue, it would break. It's not a problem since he hasn't done that and it's currently whole. It's considered a kli and it's able to be mekabel tumah. However, let's say nishbara, he had a kli that broke and then v'dibik m'mena charses, he took all the pieces and connected them together, remaking the kli. Oy shehevi charses makam acher, or he bought a piece of pottery from a different place and attached it to this broken one and then utfalon beglalim, smeared the glalim on it. Afal pishu noital glalim v'charasin oimdim. In this situation, even if he's going to remove the glalim and the pieces that he had connected together are going to stay, they're going to hold strong and they're not going to fall apart. Nonetheless, Tahira, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it already lost its status of a Kli prior, and connecting it with the Glalim doesn't now give it the shame of a Kli. However, it still hasn't completely lost its status of a Kli. Let's say this broken Kli, which he had subsequently pieced back together, has at least one piece that's able to hold a Revias. So as we know from previous Mishnayos, that is considered a Kli, which is able to be Mekabel Tumah, like a regular Kli Cheres, and therefore, Kula Mitama B'maga, all the other pieces of this Kli are Mitame B'maga. If they're touched by Tumah, so they're going to become Tame, and that's because they're considered the Yad, the handle, or the extension of this one piece that has the din of a Kli, and Uchenegdoi Mitame B'avir. Corresponding to that piece itself, it will even become Tame B'avir because that's considered regular Kli Cheres. So if a Sheretz goes in the airspace of that one piece, it's going to become Tame. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss with Mishnah Hay and Vav, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.